Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of sprinkles before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 2 and 5, another chance of sprinkles with a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 86, westerly winds between 7 and 11 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a chance of sprinkles before 8 p.m., patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, a low around 65, and northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny, and a high near 88. Northwest winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low around 67, light west winds, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. Northwest winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday evening, mostly clear, a low around 62. And start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 87. In the evening, we will turn to partly cloudy skies and a low around 65.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. It's Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show and also executive director of Hunterdon Helpline, which turns 50 this year. It has been your first call for help anytime, any need, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year. That's for senior services, youth and family services, mental health, physical needs, financial assistance, you name it, give us a call. We also coordinate shelter for the homeless in both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. And we are incredibly grateful to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for this radio show here on the internet at WHCRDB, the voice of business, because Hands Across Hunterdon wants to talk about not just the things that Hunterdon Helpline does, but what goes on in our community, whether it's an individual giving back, paying it forward, a business, another nonprofit. We are here to celebrate all of that great work. Again, Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. And today we are 1 week away from one of our biggest fundraisers and most fun, Salsa Night. We have now been doing Salsa Night for 6 years after Hunterdon Hispanos did it, and there was a bit of a lull. We were happy to take over Hunterdon Hispanos and the programs that they offered the community because we felt that they were extremely worthwhile, including their newspaper La Voz, which comes out quarterly. But Salsa Night is amazing. It is one of the largest events in our county. And it is celebrating the diversity of our county. This year, it is on Stengel Road in Flemington. Again, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stengel Road. Yes, it used to be on Main Street, but they're doing a bit of, I guess, what they call streetscaping or sidewalkscaping. So we didn't want to get into any conflict with that. So on Stengel Road, and again, bringing back our wonderful live salsa bands, Swing Combo and Son 7, or Son Siete. And we have more entertainment this year. We have Gabriel Munoz, and he is a guitarist, a musician, that is going to be a real wonderful event for us to have him playing throughout the event. And our instructor this year is Christina Pydra, who is the a dancer, but also the artistic director of Cultural Explosion Dance Company. So we're looking forward to having her dance, do a little exhibition, if you will, but also teach us. Every year at Salsa Night, we get to learn the salsa. And it is truly one of the most exciting parts of the event. Last year, as many of you know who attended, our attendance was a little bit off, but amazingly enough, in the pouring rain, people did not leave. And we had folks doing the Macarena in the pouring rain. It was a great video that we put on our Facebook page because people just have a fantastic time, rain or shine. It is free admission. So we have that lineup of wonderful entertainment, just amazing. And Swing Combo and Son 7 have been around now probably for the last 3 years and really just put on a fantastic show. The vendors are wide and varied. We've got jewelry. We have decorative pieces for the home. We have, we have henna, and face painting, of course, for the kids. So many different vendors. And of course, we have some nonprofits who are coming, and I hope you go and visit them at their booth because they have valuable information for our community. Very, very important to doing the good job, paying it forward, giving it back. As I said before, it's all about those hands across 100 and doing a fantastic job. Polytech is going to be there with their new brochures for the fall semester. I'm always absolutely floored by what they offer at that school. Not just for the high school kids, but continuing education for adults, certificate programs for employment. You can't get better than Polytech. They're just absolutely fantastic. So we want you to come. Saturday, July 20th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road in Flemington. We're going to talk a little bit about the different entertainment groups that we have, but we're also going to talk first about why it's important to come out and support us. What is it about these fundraisers that all our nonprofits are involved in? It's not just to make money, and it is truly an effort for everyone. So I'm going to take a short break, come right back, and talk about why supporting the nonprofits in our area is so important. Thank you.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, Friday mornings between 10 and 11. If you need anything at any time, 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. That means holidays as well. We don't take a break. We're 24/7 to help you meet the challenges that you face or your neighbors or your family members. So give us a call again, 24/7, 908-782-4357. So we're talking about salsa night and the fact that it's one of our best and biggest fundraisers in the year. Every year it's an annual event. And again, I was saying before the break that we really want to talk about why these events that nonprofits put on are so important to our community. Nonprofits apply for grants. Sometimes they get them, sometimes they don't. When they do get them, many times they are required to have matching funds. So if their budget is, say, $50,000 and they receive a grant for $25,000, they are still obligated to come up with the $25,000 dollars that's left over, and they have to show that on their application for the grant. And of course, on every grant proposal, there's that line item of fundraising, and it is extremely important that every nonprofit establishes a full calendar every year to again make up for those matching funds. And also, in some cases, they don't get the grants. So in order to provide the programs and services that they do, Hunterdon Helpline has no fee-based program or service. That means for any client at any time, for any program or service, it is free, absolutely free. And in order to do that, we need donations, we need grants, we need support from the community. And we can list all our different programs, whether it is our programs for seniors to age comfortably in place, whether it's literacy services to teach adult learners English, whether they are native English speakers or ESL students, whether it is our work connectivity program, whether it is our outreach to the homeless and the coordination of shelter. Very important that we find the funds to do that. If we're not selling that program, accepting a fee, that means that we have to find the funds to offer it to the community. We're going to take a short break and be right back. I want to talk about the businesses in this community that support not just Salsa Night, but you can see them at a lot of different events, understanding the difficulty nonprofits have in terms of providing those free programs and services for those in need. We'll be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And we've been talking about Salsa Night, which is next Saturday, July 20th, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road in Flemington. Live salsa bands, beer and wine garden, great sangria, by the way, from our sponsor, Jake's Restaurant and Lounge. More vendors, food, entertainment, and even dance contests, because you can learn the salsa. There's no excuse. This is dancing in the street, eating, a wonderful street festival, a wonderful celebration of our community in Hunterdon County. And it is a fundraiser to support the programs and services of Hunterdon Helpline, as well as its Hunterdon Hispanos division. And so we were talking about how the businesses in our community understand the needs of our nonprofits, that we need to find money. I mean, it's real simple. I'll put it very simply, very colloquial, find money to support the efforts that we make to provide services and programs for those in need. Very, very important for probably almost two decades, Salsa Night has been supported by its signature sponsor, ShopRite. We cannot say enough about ShopRite being the signature sponsor. Salsa Night is sort of, I would like to think that with all the different things that they support, one of their most fun events to support. But they have been there. They were there to support the events back in the day when the event's founder, Uncle Pete of Uncle Pete's Restaurant, had a small event, when Hunterdon Hispanos did it for years, and then there was a lull when they were not supported anymore, couldn't put it on. It's quite a big undertaking, and that's when we stepped in 6 years ago to bring it back, and it's been amazing ever since. But ShopRite not only provides us with the sponsorship, but if you've ever been to Salsa Night, you know that their red and yellow tents are out there. They're giving away so many free items, water, chips, all kinds of different things from their tents, produce. And the crew is just incredible. You know, many businesses like to call their staff team members and say, you know, there's team building and so forth. But you know what's true with ShopRite. You know what's true when you walk through their doors, when people ask you if you need help, stop what they're doing. And you certainly know it on the streets of Salsa Night. And they dance and they participate and they create a wonderful atmosphere, the really making it a huge block party. And I just can't say enough. Anything that we need, they're right there to provide. Our DJ, Ken Mandoli, who is also a member of the ShopRite team, has been the DJ for years now. We gave him an award last year because he's just so special and, again, contributes his time, his equipment, works with the bands to make sure that the sound is good, announces the next band, the entertainment, gets people out onto the dance floor. He is the best, the absolute best, and it allows me to go running up and down the street to make sure our vendors are doing well and our food trucks and our restaurants and, most importantly, are the attendees having fun. So Ken, again, an extraordinary DJ, extraordinary member of our community who, again, is an example of giving back and paying it forward. So big shout out to DJ Ken Mandoli, I get to hang with him once a year at Salsa Night. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. And then, again, I mentioned the Beer and Wine Garden. Jake's has been the sponsor of the Beer and Wine Garden for, again, not just the 6 years that we've been doing it, but in history. And I can't tell you how wonderful it is that they sponsor this and provide the beer, the wine, the sangria. Jake's Restaurant and Bar, of course, is an institution in our community. I thank the Little Brothers for, again, not just providing jobs and contributing to economic development with their various businesses, but also, once again, being a supporter of the events, the nonprofits in our community to do really good things for people who appreciate living in Hunterdon County and working in Hunterdon County and playing in Hunterdon County. So a really big shout out to Jake's, and they do make the best sangria, I'm just saying. Then we have Power Remodeling, who came on a couple of years ago. And, you know, again, it's great when you're working with businesses in the community that see beyond their own profits. How can they benefit the community in which they do make a profit? And so we're so grateful that Power Remodeling came on board. And I want to tell you that they came to us. You know, I talk about nonprofits having their hands out and why we have our hands out all the time. But we don't know everybody, and we certainly don't have everybody's contact information. So it's especially nice when a business out there hears an event or hears about a nonprofit, and they pick up the phone, and they call the nonprofit, and they say, how can we help? What can we do for you? And Power Remodeling is one of those businesses that didn't wait to be contacted, but stepped up to the plate. And then again, like I said, much to my children's chagrin, I love to use the expression, it warms the cockles of my heart, and it certainly does. So thank you, Power Remodeling. You know, another organization that also reached out to us. Actually, two I'm going to talk about. Flemington Car and Truck Country. Well, we know that Steve Califer and his team support so many different efforts in our community, again, so that everyone can enjoy life here in Hunterdon County. And they contacted us and said, we want to be a part of this. And I understand, because we had them on the radio last week, I understand that they are bringing a famous car to the event this year. Very famous, that the car aficionados are going to love to see. And definitely the kids are going to be inspired by, because they're going to be able to identify the car as very prominent in a very popular movie. So if anything, you want to come out and see the car, and they may actually bring two vehicles. What they're going to have on the streets of Stengel Road when we have salsa night on the 20th. Another business that reached out to us is Leo Family Dental. They have been a booth at Salsa Night since they opened up on Main Street. They're located at 8 Main Street. And as soon as they opened up, they wanted to be part of Salsa Night. So they've had a booth, I guess, the last, I think it's 2 years. But this year, they said they wanted to be a sponsor. Now, how good is that? First of all, it tells me that Salsa Night is great. So if you're a business out there who is not knowledgeable about this event and whether or not you should participate in Salsa Night, either as a sponsor or a vendor, here's a perfect example with Leo Family Dental, who's been at the event for 2 years and know it to be an incredible time to, again, give back, pay it forward, and most importantly, have fun. Because I will tell you, this is important for any of the vendors out there or any of the businesses that are thinking about being a vendor, and they're saying, oh, my staff, I can't get my staff to go. Oh, yes, you can. When you tell them it's salsa night and they're going to be sitting there enjoying incredible music and entertainment all night long, who wouldn't want to work that gig? So, again, a shout out to Leo Family Dental, who definitely raised it a notch this year by becoming one of our sponsors, and that is absolutely fantastic. Huntington Healthcare has been one of our longstanding sponsors year after year, and we certainly appreciate that effort as well to recognize that Salsa Night is important to our community. And the folks who come out for Salsa Night from Huntington Healthcare, again, this is an event where people very rarely are just sitting behind their table waiting for people to come and say hello. It's just, you know, you just can't help but be tapping your feet, standing up, dancing, having fun with the crowd, enjoying the food, etc. So Huntington Healthcare, those folks come out and they contribute again to the wonderful gaiety, if you will, of the event. And Unity Bank, and again, another staunch supporter of Helpline in many different things, but definitely in terms of Salsa Night, they've been sponsor panel, if you will, for so many years now, and truly in any community where they have a branch, they are part of the community. They help with a lot of different nonprofits. I know that they've helped with Box City for Family Promise. They've helped with the car show to raise funds for different nonprofits. So I can't say enough about Unity Bank. They really are a huge part of our community. They're working with the Chamber to bring economic development to Huntington County, and that's an incredibly important part of this process for all of us, because nonprofits, we may be helping people in need, but part of helping people in need is getting them a job so that they do not need to have assistance going forward. And so any entity who is creating an opportunity to bring jobs to our county to really bolster the economic development here is also benefiting our clients and the clients of all the nonprofits in the area, because if we can get somebody a stable job, then they are going to be successful, and that success is going to be sustainable and become working contributors of our community. So, again, Unity Bank can't say enough. And then we have, of course, the Flemington Community Partnership that has provided us with a grant for marketing and has supported Salsa Night, puts it out there on social media, really advertises it, because they do recognize that this event not only helps Hunterdon Helpline, but it helps the businesses in the area, because when we bring an event to Flemington, that means all these people, and we've had more than 5,000 people attend Salsa Night. They're not just going up and down to our vendors, but they are buying in the stores that already exist, the brick and mortar. And so I have been told by many of the businesses in Flemington how successful Salsa Night is to their business. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is one of our marketing sponsors and will be there on Salsa Night, going live on their radio, WHCRDB, the voice of business. And I can't say enough about Shout, who is also one of our marketing sponsors, who contribute quite a bit getting the marketing materials out for us. And they have really been a staunch supporter of Hunterdon Helpline through the years. Denise Hayes used to be a board member. She's president of Shout, and will soon be retiring, and we owe her and her family so much in terms of the support they have given Hunterdon Helpline. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about the entertainment, the food, etc.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aides and advisors to President Trump insist that the president did not cave after he gave up a push for a citizenship question on the 2020 census, ordering the federal government to instead find other ways of counting how many citizens are in the country. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president did yesterday is important because, again, it takes the obstacles away from data sharing amongst the different departments and agencies.
Speaking on Fox News after the president signed an executive order requiring all federal departments and agencies to give the Department of Commerce records about people's citizenship. Immigration and Customs Enforcement set to start raids across the nation to arrest thousands of illegal immigrants. Homeland Security insiders say they'll begin Sunday and continue for several days in at least 10 major cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies, but a chance of sprinkles before 2 p.m. and a slight chance of showers between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Then a chance of sprinkles with a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 86, westerly winds between 7 and 11 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, a chance of sprinkles before 8 p.m., patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 65. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Saturday, we have patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny skies, and a high near 88. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. On Saturday night, we have mostly clear skies, a low around 67, and light westerly winds. Sunday, sunny with a high near 88. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. On Sunday night, we'll see mostly clear skies with a low around 62. Monday, sunny skies, a high near 87, and the evening will bring partly cloudy skies with a low around 65. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, Friday mornings. I'm Susan, your host of the show, also executive director of this 50-year-old institution in Hunterdon County. And we have been providing round-the-clock help for people in need for those 5 decades. We are going to be celebrating that 50th anniversary with a huge gala on November 2nd at the Lambertville Inn Ballroom. We'll be honoring 4 incredible citizens of our community, people who have given in one way or the other to the quality of life here in Hunterdon County. And those 4 wonderful people are Senator Kip Bateman, Freeholder Suzanne Legay, Father Harry Mazugian, and Martin Resnick. And all of them, in their own way, have truly made a difference in people's lives in our community, whether it was legislative, whether it was hands-on, working with people who needed help, needed financial assistance, providing clothes, you name it. These 4 individuals are not just worthy, but it's an honor to bestow upon them the Hands Across Hunterdon Award November 2nd. This gala is going to be huge because it's our 50th year. And so we are also going to be having a national speaker, Ron Hall, who is an author and the author of the book, Same Kind of Different as Me, which actually starred Greg Kinnear and Renee Zellweger. And it's about Ron and the transition he made from being a very profitable businessman to someone who is a philanthropist, but also hands-on giving back, opening up soup kitchens and organizations that help the homeless. And so he will be our featured speaker. And this is a first for Hunterdon Helpline to have somebody of this magnitude come and speak. And we are really, really looking forward to it, but very proud that we're able to do this. It is a fundraiser, of course, because as I said earlier, this is how we rock and roll. Can't help people 24/7 unless we've got the funds to do it. And so this gala is going to be a wonderful opportunity for people in the community to come and support us, hopefully for the next 50 years. Again, very important. So we'll be sending out information about that, invitations, etc. There'll be opportunities to be a sponsor for that event, as well as placing an ad in our 50th year program booklet. So stay tuned to all kinds of social media from Hunterdon Helpline, as well as our constant contact emails. Open them up and see how you can purchase tickets, sponsor our program, and also take out an ad in the program book. 100 Helpline, again, 24-7, 365 days. Whether you are someone in need or you want to support someone in need by volunteering or donating your time or funds, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. And so we have been talking about Saul tonight and the incredible businesses that have supported us. Again, I'm going to shout out to them: ShopRite, Jake's, Power Remodeling, Cultural Heritage, and the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, who I'm going to talk about in a little bit, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Flemington Community Partnership, Leo Family Dental, Flemington Car and Truck, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and Shout for all your printing and marketing needs. But I also want to give a shout out, I did not mention before, to two of our sponsors, and I'll start with Unilever. Unilever obviously is a global company, and they are supporting Salsonite now for, I believe, 3 years. This is their third year supporting us. We are the little engine that can, and I have to say, to have a global company like Unilever supporting us is absolutely amazing. So I really have to be humbled by this, quite frankly. So big shout out to Unilever for recognizing that they're not just a global company, that people buy their products in the local grocery stores, and they are, in fact, working with the same people we're working with. And isn't that grand that a company like this comes to our county and participates in an event like Salsa Night? So finally, I have to talk about the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, because they have been a supporter. But I want to also talk about the county, who has supported us, who has given us equipment, who obviously through the Cultural and Heritage Commission has given us funds to put this on. And recognizes how important this event, once again, is in Hunterdon County. But not just because it's a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline, but because it is celebrating the wonderful communities, wonderful neighborhoods all across Hunterdon County. And in those communities, we have different cultural things going on, and different music, and different foods, and things that just really attract people to an area. And they should come to Hunterdon County to explore those opportunities. And I think the Cultural and Heritage Commission recognizes that this is an art event, as well as a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. It is an event that celebrates the diversity of art and culture and music in our area. And that's why I'm so proud of Salsa Night as well. I always liken Salsa Night to, is it celebrating just one community? Well, you know, definitely it has the Latina flair. But when you think of salsa, I always say that it's a dish that comprises many different ingredients. And it is really important that we celebrate those different ingredients. Very important. Very, very important. So that's where the Cultural and Heritage Commission comes in, recognizing all those different ingredients. What do we offer in Hunterdon County? Oh my gosh, it's absolutely amazing. And it's all under the open sky of Salsa Night, Saturday, July 20th, on Stangle Road, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Flemington. And we will be right back after these breaks.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helpline Show on the WHCRDB, Voice of Business Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, and we've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline's Salsa Night, July 20th, 2019. That's a Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road in Flemington. We have salsa bands, swing combo, and son siete. They're fantastic. If you've been to Salsa Nights, you know it. They get the groove on, and they move your feet. And there will be dancing in the street as usual. And there will be salsa instruction and an exhibition by Christina Piedra. She is the artistic director of Cultural Explosion Dance Company. And she is new to the event. And we're really looking forward, and check her out on the internet, because you'll be looking forward to having her dance as much as we are. I just absolutely can't wait. And Gabriel Munoz, he is a musician, unbelievable. Check him out on the internet as well, that he's going to be part of our lineup. He has been acclaimed all over. And there have been incredible articles written about him and his music. And I am so looking forward and happy to have him aboard. So we've just really, brought on more music, more entertainment. The vendors are just incredible, like I said, from wonderful home decorating to jewelry to pottery. What can I say? On and on and on, face painting, and so much more. I also, again, want to talk about the nonprofits that will be there, so you will also be able to get information about services and programs in the community. But first, I'm planning on having a henna appointment with Catherine Lent, who will be doing henna designs. Then I may just get face painting so that I'm in the groove for salsa night. And I'll be with the lineup to maybe learn some of those salsa steps. But there'll be dance contests too. So I can't wait for the instruction from Christina and the sounds of Swing Combo and Song 7. And Gabriel Munoz, the food is going to be fantastic. We have Viva Mexico, Mi Sabor, and we have Mi Rosita coming back. They are a local Latino restaurants. We're thrilled to have them. And then we also have our food trucks. So we will have Popcorn Nation. We're going to have a variety of ice cream, including Scratch Batch. And we have empanadas coming from Empanada Guy and Empanada Monster and Latin Bites and La Brasa, who has been there every year since we've done it, I think. And, oh my gosh, my mouth is watering just thinking about all the food. Knockout Pizza. So there's going to be a flavor for absolutely every palate. The Bluefish Grill will be open to serve you. And shout out to Kelly and her crew. You can't get better than all the delicious. In fact, I ate there a couple of weeks ago with our board of directors and had the barramundi. If you like fish, you got to run over there and get the barramundi. So it's going to be great. The businesses on Stengel Road will also be open. So we want you to participate in the event, but also check what they've got going. Stengel Factory will be open. Fuel Factory will be open. And the street's going to be lined with absolutely incredible food, entertainment, like I said, the beer, wine, sangria, and admission is free. It is rain or shine. It is not too late to be a vendor. So if you want to call now, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And ask about information. It's a week away, but we'll get you in. Again, this is a huge fundraiser for Hundred and Helpline. All of our programs and services are free 24/7 to those in need. Whether it's seniors, whether it's folks who need to learn English to get a better job, whether it's our homeless looking for shelter in both Hundred and Somerset counties, we are there 24/7 trying to assist by collaborating with all the other nonprofits, organizations, and yes, even businesses to make Hunterdon County the most wonderful place to live, to work, to play, giving everybody an opportunity. So support of our events, coming out as a vendor, supports all of those wonderful opportunities for people in our community to be successful and to take advantage of what we have here. Hundred and Helpline, 50 years this year, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. I want to thank everyone who's participated in Salsa Night in the past. I encourage you all to come next Saturday, July 20th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Stangle Road. And again, support an organization that for 50 years has made a difference in this community. We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody, and then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap, Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's Woot.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Kent Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot Off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Don't take chances if you're in the path of now Tropical Storm Barry. That's the word from the White House. Deputy Press Chief Hogan Gidley spoke on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Our prayers are with the people of the Gulf Coast and Louisiana who are in the path of this horrible storm. A lot of rain down there. I have a lot of friends in that region. And listen to the president's tweet. Pay attention to your local authorities.
Some parts of Louisiana expected to get as much as 25 inches of rain as the storm rolls onshore late tonight or early tomorrow, possibly as a Category 1 hurricane. Former Vice President Joe Biden continuing to lead the Democratic field for president in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Biden has 26% support in this one. In second is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren with 19%. Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders have 13%. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker speaking out as the Trump administration gears up to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent back-to-back earthquakes in California, insurance rates on the rise in the state for some homeowners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
About a million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying two to three times more than they have.